Well, Paddy Redmond from the Red Cross. Paddy, the Red Cross are stepping into the breach. What are you doing?
At the moment, we're organising a clinic from 10 o'clock until 5, and it's mainly for local businesses to come down, have a chat with people on the ground, get assistance to fill out their claim forms for, you know, with the fund has now gone up to 100,000 rather than the earlier 20,000. When we saw the damage on the ground, we pushed on the message to the department that 20,000 just wasn't going to cut. So it's gone up to 100,000. Hopefully that will be helpful. But that's what we're doing, and we're there from 5 o'clock until 10. And there'll be somebody from the assessment department there as well who will advise people on what to look for, what they'll be looking for when they come in to see your business.
And is that just for the Enniscorthy area? Because there's other pockets of the county that were badly, but like up the road, Bunclody.
Well, Bunclody and New Ross are mentioned.
And Bridgetown and Our Lady's Island.
Yeah. As far as we're concerned, whoever turns it with a problem...
Travel from any pocket of the county?
The criteria is, though, that it has to be a small business with no insurance. If you have no flood insurance, you can come and fill out the assessment papers and all. Now, Jim Codd has been notified in Bridgetown about the stuff on the ground. I work closely with Jim.
Just remind us of the time again, and now that you've said it's broadened to anyone...
Small businesses, employees up to 50 people, and they have no insurance for flooding, which is the whole of Enniscorthy, I presume.
And the form filling, obviously, is a difficult thing to do.
Unfortunately, it's a bit heavy. There's 7 pages. But we will have people on the ground there tomorrow who know what they're doing, know how to fill out the forms, and will help people. And hopefully then that will speed up things. And within a couple of days, we'll have the initial payment of $5,000 come down to the businesses who are qualifying. And after that, then, as quickly as we can, the rest of the money that they claim.
How quickly do you think the money will take to come?
Well, at the most, we're hoping within 2 weeks.
And there's a big emphasis on business in this particular package, but you can't help me raising the question of the people just up the road here on the Island Road.
Well, the people we've also...
Are you helping?
Oh, yeah.
How active are the Red Cross to help people in distress?
Well, we've been on the ground in the town. We were down there on Friday morning. I did from here to Bunclody with a guy from headquarters, the businesses. On the Friday, we were around the town, and on Sunday, we did all the houses in Enniscorthy that we know of, and we did the houses in Bunclody. Thankfully, most of them had the work done. They have to go to the local social welfare office here in the Abbey Square. We weren't tasked with looking after the houses initially.
Yeah, I'm due to head to Bunclody over the next couple of days to talk to the people as soon as they're in a position to talk to me. But how badly was Bunclody affected? It cannot be left lost in transmission.
Well, along the main road into Bunclody, those houses. But thankfully, most of the businesses are back from the road and weren't damaged. I only found one business that was actually damaged in Bunclody when I went up. None of the other businesses.
I'm told up to 20 houses were very
damaged. There's a row of lovely row of houses along. They were all damaged. All damaged. I was talking to one lady, and the year before she got married, Bunclody flooded. 61 years ago. Hasn't flooded since. This is the first time that road in Bunclody has flooded in 60 years.
Ed and Connor, while I have Paddy here, is there anything you'd like to raise with the Red Cross, Sir Connor?
Fair play to him that, you know, recognising that the 20,000 probably was going to see a good few businesses under pressure and maybe possibly not reopening. You'd be hoping that, you know, people who actually qualifying for the grant, you know, do take up on it and do actually open back up, like we were talking about with keeping shops open, keeping businesses open, try keep the town going.
No, I really appreciate the fact that the government have raised it from 20,000 to 100,000. At this stage, 2 or 3 coffee machines will come to 20,000, and it wouldn't take much to hit 20,000 this year. So I really appreciate that fact.
And tell me, that quickly.
Yeah, and tell me, Paddy, in terms of, you know, the guys getting invoices and all to show. How difficult might it be to get the money and get the money quickly? Because to you know, if you want to try and open your shop, you actually want to open within days. The longer you leave it, the more your business disappears.
We understand that.
So
yeah.
So I'm concerned about how long this will be before people actually get the money. If they can get invoices, if they can get receipts, if they can get that. That's the concern you have for business. Because those businesses are paying staff in the meantime. They're paying playing a lot of things to meet them. So it's all about getting open quickly.
Of course, well, we're very aware of the fact that the loan, how low the money was, and we've been underground, as I said, from last. As soon as the water levels dropped, we were on the road, and we've done this before. We realised quickly, and we're very hopeful that as soon as the forms are filled out and sent off, that $5,000, the initial $5,000, will arrive. And from there, then it depends on how your form is filled out and what you're claiming for, and verification. The county council has to verify that you're an actual business.